90.5 WKAR in Current State, Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. Are we truly a comeback state? And just how much can a governor influence the state economy? The Citizens Research Council, an independent, nonpartisan research organization that analyzes public policy questions, recently analyzed data to try to answer these questions. Bob Schneider is Director of State Affairs for the CRC, and he joins us as part of Current State's monthly check-in with the Citizens Research Council to help us understand important public policy issues in Michigan. Welcome back, Bob.
Thanks so much.
You crunched some numbers that looked at whether Michigan is indeed a comeback state. You hear that phrase every day these days if you're paying attention. In terms of employment, what did you find? Are we seeing more jobs?
Well, absolutely. There's some very good news. Recently, as we've kind of bottomed out of the Great Recession in 2009, we have a unemployment right now that peaked at 14.2% at the worst part of the recession. In July, it's down to 7.7%. So our unemployment's down. And in particular, if you look at the employment numbers, there's some very good news as well. Since 2009, again, when we sort of bottomed out, we've added 234,000 new jobs here in Michigan. That's a 6% increase. And even more significantly, we're growing back our manufacturing employment base as well. So employment in the manufacturing sector went up 20%, added 92,000 jobs. And in the auto sector, that subset of manufacturing, we grew employment by 32%, so 40,000 new jobs there. And that's significant because those are high-wage sectors in the economy. Mm-hmm. The manufacturing, if you look at average weekly wages in manufacturing, about 35% higher than the typical job in the economy. In the auto sector, 62% higher than the average job in the economy. So we're growing employment again, and we're growing employment in sectors of the economy that pay high, healthy wages.
I want to say yesterday I heard also that the unemployment rate actually dropped another fraction of a percent.
Correct.
I want to say 7.3. I might be off a little bit on that.
But that was the July number, the 7.7 that I was.
Oh, okay, very good. There is a lot of discussion about moving away from our traditional manufacturing base, and you referred to manufacturing jobs as a really important subset here. What do these numbers mean, the manufacturing numbers, job numbers mean, for those who are pushing to make Michigan's economy more diverse?
Well, they're still good. What you want in your economy, diversity is good in general from a risk standpoint for the economy, but you want a diversified but a high-wage employment base. And that is probably going to include a healthy manufacturing base. In fact, it almost is going to have to. Now, it's good to diversify that manufacturing base, but the key would be to do it within high wage sectors of the economy. And we have been doing that to a degree, but there's risk to that too, because the manufacturing sector is going to drive those high wages to the extent that you start to move to the service sector, and that's what happened. We did look at that. In 1990, Michigan's manufacturing base was about 21% of all employment came out of manufacturing. If you look at the 2013 numbers, it's just under 14%. So much smaller manufacturing base. That's probably bad in general in the economy. You want a healthy manufacturing sector. The auto industry is less significant. It was maybe 40% of employment 20 years ago. Now it's closer to 30% of all of that manufacturing employment. That's not so bad. But again, you want to, if you're going to diversify, you want to maintain high wage employment, and that's what's important to the state.
Bob, you also looked at the unemployment rate and found that it's not a good reflection of the Michigan economy. Why not?
It still can be a good reflection, and of course, everyone's going to look to the unemployment rate. It's less perfect, I guess. Now it's less good than it used to be. There's some suggestions in the data that we have more what economists would call discouraged workers in the economy today.
You hear about this so much more than in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The unemployment rate measures unemployed over as a percentage of our labor force, but it's only counting those who are looking for work. The survey process, are you looking for work? If you're not looking for work, you're not included in that unemployment base. And what we looked at is, let's look for the U.S. and Michigan. Let's look at that whole working age population. We use census data for 20 to 64-year-olds. Let's look at the whole population over time, and then look at employment, all employment, as a percentage of that, what we defined as the working age population. In the 90s, employment levels were about 80 to 85% of that prime working age population. Today, if post-Great Recession, nationally, it's more like 77%. This is as of 2012. For Michigan, it's 72%. Mm. So we have a lot fewer of the working age population employed. Now, of course, unemployment goes up, and you would expect that to happen. But as the unemployment rates recovered, you're not getting the same kind of recovery in that figure. And that suggests that some folks have just dropped out. Maybe they're staying at home. Maybe they they're trying to update their skill set and going to training, college courses. But some of them are probably struggling a bit and working odd jobs. Maybe we have a bigger underground economy than we used to have.
Bob Schneider's our guest today on Current State. He's Director of State Affairs for the Citizens Research Council, and we're talking about whether or not Michigan can be considered a comeback state. You saw slow wage growth as well. Tell us about that. What does that tell you?
We are getting – the good news is we're getting wage growth again. It's slower than normal. We looked at economists look at personal income. So we look for states, we looked at personal income in Michigan per capita. And on an inflation-adjusted basis, since the end of the Great Recession from 2009 forward, we are getting growth again. We're about 1.5% annual growth, roughly. That is a little slower than trends when the economy was real healthy. But it's still growth, so that is good news. The issue is Michigan's still fairly low when you compare us to other states. So the Bureau of Economic Analysis put out a recent report on this. Michigan had relatively high growth in inflation-adjusted personal income, 14th among states, but on a level, we're still 39th nationally. We're still in the lower, 20-25% of states in terms of where we're at in terms of our income levels. So it's growing. It's not growing as quickly as we would like, but, 20 years ago, Michigan would have been a very high wage state. We're not anymore, and that's still a problem.
A lot of this figures into the race for governor, whether or not we are indeed a comeback state. How much can a governor actually do to affect the state economy?
The governor can do some things. A state governor can have some impact, but really I would say the impact of a governor is more on the long-run prognosis for the state's economy. So what do businesses want? A skilled workforce. Governor can help set K-12 education policy, university funding, community college funding. How do we retain and attract skilled workers that have a college degree, have a credential that shows that they have some skills? Infrastructure is important to business. Roads. How do we make sure I have utility access? That kind of stuff. But what a governor can't do, unlike at the federal level, we don't do expansionary fiscal policy in Michigan. If we cut taxes, that helps businesses, cuts their costs, helps them perhaps add to profits, add to employment. But something else needs to be cut in our budget. We have a balanced budget amendment in Michigan, cut taxes, something else has to go. Does that mean less money for the universities, for instance? Mm-hmm. Does it mean we pay Medicaid doctors a little less in their reimbursement rates? Something else is going, and that's taking away from the economy. So unlike at the federal level where we can do a big stimulus, that's not a quick fix is not really at the disposal of most state governors who live with balanced budget requirements in their constitution.
Well, hopefully we've offered our listeners a little bit more context, and they are better qualified to answer the question whether or not Michigan is indeed a comeback state or not. Bob Schneider is Director of State Affairs for the Citizens Research Council, an independent nonpartisan research organization that analyzes public policy questions, and he joins us as part of Current State's regularly monthly check-in with the CRC to help us understand important public policy issues here in Michigan. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much.